Today we're going to talk about the top six financial questions we've seen across the internet through the first quarter of 2026. So if you found yourself on the internet coming through the first quarter of 2026, kind of panic searching the web on financial questions, you're not alone, let me assure you that. And it's been incredible because really, what's really interesting about this is we've reviewed the top questions through the first quarter of this year. They're not random. There's themes that are kind of threaded throughout, especially as we've seen an increase in just geopolitical concerns, interest rates, costs of goods, and how they're all kind of intersecting. These are questions that, you know, deserve real answers, and that's what we're gonna do today, is we're gonna hit the top six questions. So the first one here is affordability. Can I still afford this? Insert whatever item or question there. There's real pressure to the consumer, and we're seeing this, right? So even just going to the grocery store, like I said, the gas pump, and it's not necessarily that people are trying to level up with their lifestyle. It's just life is costing more right now. What we've been doing with clients here at 10 Capital is that we've re-emphasized that planning is just kind of mission critical, right? So we can come to you and evaluate the trade-offs with intentionality, so that rather than you're making a guttural emotive decision in the moment, you can come to us with questions on, can I afford this? We talk trade-offs, and then you can kind of go execute your life with some level of confidence. Question number two, what is happening with interest rates? So it's important to kind of reframe interest rates as effectively the control knob that the Federal Reserve has with regards to controlling the cost to borrow, right? And we as Americans, we love to buy things, right? And we don't necessarily always buy things with cash. So as the cost to borrow potentially goes up, or stays elevated for a little bit of time, that's gonna reframe and have to make us rethink some of these financial decisions. So I mean, really even small changes can really, really change expectations in the market. And those expectations are what markets trade on. And those expectations are where interest rates, are they trending up or trending down? One thing that I literally was doing yesterday with a client, and just talking about adding flexibility to how they finance a project, it kind of changed the idea of, hey, should you go in with more cash than you did before? The answer for this couple is yes, but maintaining some flexibility and maybe pushing the project out a little bit farther to see if things can kind of level off a little bit. Number three, another major question, where should I put my money right now? The 10 Capital answer to this is, the decision today should not change from December of 2025, right? So if we look at adequate cash reserves, 3 to 6 months of living expenses, that can vary depending upon if you're an entrepreneur with your own business and a higher burn rate, the flexibility of your job or the confidence that you're gonna keep it. All those things play in. But once we establish what that cash reserve is, adequate exposure to stocks over time has been the greatest inflation hedge that we've seen. And we got 100 years of data owning the S&P 500 since 1926 to today. Almost 100 years of data will support that decision. So the answer is, and the clarity on that answer is the answer should not have changed from 2025 until now. Hopefully that question is a little bit less with our client base as we do these financial plans with them and talk to them about the market on an ongoing basis. But the average consumer, you don't wanna make a decision emotively here. And that's how you end up buying high and selling low, when in reality in the stock market, you wanna buy low and sell high. All right, so a newer but growing area, and I'm talking growing really fast, is the questions around AI and financial decision making. I could see this becoming the top question by the end of 2026. As we start to look at, you know, AI budgeting tools, investing tools, financial optimization tools, and I will tell you, that's exactly what they are. They are a tool. They can add efficiencies, we can squeeze a little bit more juice, a little return on investment is gonna be very, very good, and we're seeing efficiencies across all markets from this standpoint. But the decision-making process, again, math and emotion, that's where we operate at 10 Capital, is that intersection of math and emotions. And so utilizing AI as a tool alongside a decision-making framework and a human-to-human approach is still where we sit, and we think the highest return on investment that you get on your dollars. All right, number five is housing. This is the big one. I literally was talking to a client yesterday about relocating from Spokane to Boise. The question is, are prices on homes gonna fall? And this is more of a structural issue, but this has now been not just a structural issue around supply and demand, right? Lack of supply, lots of demand, high prices, high borrowing costs make it really, really hard. So what we kind of landed on is, hey, you're gonna move to Boise, Idaho. That's great, get out of your house here, but don't buy anything in the near term necessarily. Let's give it some time, a year or two. We don't wanna put ourselves in a bad financial spot, right? At the end of the day, any client or prospective client that walks through the doors of 10 Capital is trying to answer two questions. Can I live the life that I want to live? And am I prepared for life surprises? So our job is to help you find the outcome that you want. And that means making you financially durable. And that means don't make emotive decisions, and then don't make quick decisions just because you think one thing's bad versus the other. So this is an environment where running ideas and these concepts by your advisor, I think is really, really important, because they know your value set, they know your financial picture, and they can help you execute a decision that's gonna be best for your long-term, you know, financial outlook. And the last one, I'm not gonna cover it in detail today, but especially in the state of Washington, question on taxes is through the roof. And I wanna send you back to John's video that he shot with a few CPAs from BDO last week, and they went down the rabbit hole on taxes, the new millionaire's tax in the state of Washington, and I think a cadre of other questions as well. So I would say taxes are top of mind for folks, especially in the state of Washington. Go watch John's video or see his written commentary from last week, as that's top of mind for virtually every client conversation that we have right now. So in closing, what does this all come down to? It all distills down to one thing, and that's change. Right? I had a mentor that said, leadership is one's ability to distribute loss at a rate that people can absorb, right? That ultimately is change management. So hopefully the leadership that you get from 10 Capital in partnership with us is that we can help you make these tough decisions in uncertain times. So as we zoom out, things change, ebb and flow, that's what we're here for. It's how do we make you financially durable so that you find success not just today, but 20, 30, 40 years down the road, and that you can make those decisions in times like these with absolute confidence, knowing that you got a true partner in 10 Capital, and you know that 20 years from now, things are looking up. Hope this helps.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. 10 Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied, as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. 10 Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.